All right, everybody, we are back to another episode of Autastic. I am Graham K, and over there is Kirk Smith. And
I was looking for some licorice. Sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, you were. We're trying to start this podcast. This guy's looking around for licorice. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Sugar.
You need sugar?
Yeah, get a little up. Get a little upper. It's upper for old
people.
Should
we pause it? You can eat a crunch of candy cane.
Yeah,
there's some old candy canes from Christmas. Kirk is running to the living room, still looking for licorice. He's looking around for licorice. I'll just set it up. This is a podcast about autism. My brother is autistic. Kirk has an adult son who is also autistic. He's nonverbal. My brother is verbal, so we figure it's a pretty wide range.
We cover the whole thing.
We cover the whole thing. That was seamless, dude. You got a candy can in your mouth.
Let's do this. What could possibly go wrong? I'll put some candy in my mouth and then talk into a microphone.
Yeah, speech also. Kirk also has a crippling speech impediment. So there's a lot of things going on.
We cover it all.
Anyway,
that's not gonna work. All right, I'm ready.
No. Kirk, keep eating the candy. I'm going to tell you a story,
right,
okay?
I'm putting the candy back.
We do a week in review, okay?
That's true.
We do week in review, and we got a really, really special week in review coming up where we're going to give you a week in review from the future.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going on the road tomorrow, and we're going to interview me from the road in the future. But before we get to that, while we let you eat your candy, now... We haven't done a car update in a couple weeks. We haven't done a car update in a couple weeks, and I need your advice. As our listeners out there, this has nothing to do with autism. It's just something that happens in my life. It loosely has something to do with autism in the way that it parallels my life and how I need to make it in comedy.
How you're falling apart?
How I need to make it in comedy soon in order to take care of my brother before my parents get old.
Right.
So. But this is not happening. my career is going pretty well. It's going, in terms of being a comedian, my career is going great. But in terms of like being, you know, not having car trouble.
Being a millionaire in LA, yeah, not as good.
Not happening. So here's what's happening with my car. Now, my car broke down. I got totaled by a drunk driver. And now I'm borrowing Kirk's daughter's car. I am going to give that back tomorrow. And I got a call after we record this. I got a call from somebody, from a friend, saying that he knows a guy who's got a VW for sale. Okay?
Okay.
Kirk is my man friend, so he helps me with man decisions, car decisions, because I don't know anything about cars. I'm from out east. I didn't drive for 6 years in my 20s. I don't know anything about cars. So he goes, so I'm going to drive and do a test drive on this car. Here are the pros.
Okay. My pen's ready.
It has under... 100,000 miles on it.
That's good.
The mechanic.
Less than 100.
It had two owners.
That's good also. What year?
Let's keep it the pros.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to the cons. the mechanic says the engine is great. It's okay. In great condition.
What mechanic? Your mechanic? You trust? Or his mechanic?
Well, he's a guy I trust, and he's a good friend of my friend. And he called me up and gave me a very honest review and gave me his mechanic and everything.
Now the negatives.
It's a 2000.
Ooh.
So it's getting up
there. It's old enough to drive itself.
It's old enough to drive itself. That's funny. That's a funny joke that you made right there.
I'll write it down. Use it in your act. You got it.
That's funny.
My gift to you.
It's 16 years old. The back windows don't work.
That doesn't concern me.
It doesn't concern me.
You don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't care.
You drive an Uber, you don't care.
I don't care. That's what I said. Again, with the pluses, it's only a...
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a big plus.
Big plus. Now the negatives.
Okay. It doesn't run. It's located in Canada.
It's going to need a new clutch, which is going to be $1,000.
Okay.
The engine light is on, but the mechanic that he trusts says it is an evac something issue, but that's a $400 test. And he says it's as long as it's running fine, I wouldn't worry about it because you have to put smoke through it to see where the leak is or something like that. And that's pretty much it.
I don't know.
See?
I don't know, because you're...
I went to my first car that I bought, when I bought the Silver Bullet, I took Kirk, and he was like, don't buy it. He's like, buy Japanese.
I
spent a lot more than $1,000 on that car, you know. And but I wanted something that looks cool. I don't know. You guys know the story. Apparently, it's black. It's got the windows, no rust. I'm going to see it now. Apparently, my buddy has seen it. He says it looks great.
I'm sorry.
All right, Kirk is done choking on candy cane.
On my career.
You've recovered. We paused. You drank some water.
I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Your voice is different.
Is it?
I feel better.
I had a sex change.
You turned into Batman. You got a sex change and turned into a man? What happened? Anyway.
My testicles dropped.
Anyway.
You're not. You can't drive without a clutch.
Well, the clutch works. He says that it needs to be replaced in the next few months. That's okay. What the mechanic says.
So you're going to need a clutch.
Absolutely.
The car doesn't run without a clutch.
That's right.
That's not back windows.
That's true.
So it's not 1,000. It's 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the evac, I would definitely have it tested and run through before you buy it. Because if it is that, you count that in the price as well. But somebody's saying, yeah, I think it's this.
So you're saying I would spend the money to have it tested? Or
no,
he would have
he
it tested?
He should...
Yeah.
No, you should at least know what the problems are. Yeah.
Because
It could be that. It could be a lot of things. Or at the very least, take it to the mechanic that you know and have him run. Basically, they can plug it into the computer and tell you what lights are on, what numbers, and they can tell you. I would have the mechanic that you know do it so there's no misunderstanding where it's like, oh, yeah, it is the evac. And it's also, I forgot to mention, it does leak oil through the manifold or whatever. Like, so I would have it tested. But the price is good.
That's man talk.
You're buying into the price, so it's not terrible.
No. All right.
Plus, you might be able to stretch a little longer out of the clutch. See how clutch is a funny thing, because sometimes, you know, if you're really dainty with the clutch, sometimes you can really drag it out.
I learned so much about being a man from you. I really understand every third word he says.
Basically,
when he talks the car talk.
All that stuff.
When he got oil in the manifold, the only word I understood is oil. I got that. But anyway, so maybe I'll buy a new car and we'll have a new car for me to pick you guys up.
Ooh,
for
Silver Bullet 2. Black Bullet.
Yeah, well, something else. Maybe, yeah.
The Black Mamba?
I live in LA. It's called Black Mamba.
Black Mamba could be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, both old, both breaking down.
I think
that's a Kobe Bryant reference.
Kobe Bryant played longer than your car's been around, though, unfortunately. That's how old he is.
Yeah, but anyway, so that we could have a new development in that.
Ooh, yeah, the Silver Bullet update.
But now, let's go to the future.
Update from the future. This is our first time.
We can review update from the future.
Thanks, guys, for that sweet, sweet intro. Yeah, it's me, Graham K., from the future. The future's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a sunny day. I've been on the road drinking for 3 weeks straight, and my body's about to give out, but everything else is fantastic. I'm about to go to a wedding. I'm in Newfoundland, Canada, which is the farthest eastern point in North America. And that's where my girlfriend's from. And her dad is getting remarried. I had a show last night. My first ever show that I sort of booked myself and produced myself. So it was good not having to deal with the man. And now I'm rich. And that's great. Talked to Peter today. He's doing great. He has this new thing, which I really like, where everything he describes everything as great and wonderful. Like, for example, he's like, well, I'm going to go to my parents' house, do some great raking work at the cottage, and then I'm going to go home and do my great job that I use to earn some wonderful money. Like, everything is great or wonderful, which is, I think it's, I'm not sure whether it's because he has got a higher dosage of his Prozac, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he's just happy, which is great. It's just so nice and makes me feel so relaxed when he's happy, and he deserves to be happy. Yeah, so he's helping out my parents at the cottage right now. For those of you in America, Canadians have cottages, some of us do anyway, And there's a little shack in the woods, and it's spring cleaning. And I asked him, like, you don't mind going up and doing raking and leaf blowing? And he was like, no, I don't mind. They couldn't do it without me, you know, and they helped me pay for things like my apartment, my great apartment. So I owe it to them, which is really nice because a lot of people don't, some people are entitled, and he's just naturally not entitled, which is great. And he seems happy, like I said before. He's doing better than me, I think, which is wonderful. That's nice. I think that's like my ideal scenario, is if he's doing better than me, then I have nothing to worry about except for myself. I think you can tell from my voice that I can't wait to get back to California, get back to hanging out with Kirk, drinking smoothies, doing pull-ups. I think I might buy a new car. I'm going to buy another Volkswagen Golf. It's going to be black, so it's pretty bad. So I'll be able to pick you guys up from the airport if you want. And yeah, things are coming together. The glove compartment does not work on this new car either. So I don't know what it is between me and glove compartments, but I'm not meant to have a glove compartment. So that's it. That's the update. That's my week in review. It's me, the future. Donald Trump is the president also. You should know that. Okay, thanks very much, guys. I guess I'll talk to you soon, or I already have talked to you. I don't understand. It's the future. Okay, bye.
Well, that was me in the future.
Wow, you sound very happy.
Man, I can't believe I have thicker hair, and I'm in better shape. That's amazing.
I can't believe you booked that. Well, no spoilers.
And so my teeth sounded whiter.
Your teeth did sound whiter.
Yeah.
Future you is much happier.
And I have all that money now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sell that car I just bought. I bought last week.
That's funny. Well,
I shouldn't have told people how little I'm paying for a car. I think they'll respect me less, all our listeners. Please donate to patreon.com/autastic.
Seamless transition.
Patreon.com/autastic. We're two professional comedians, and costs us a lot of money to do this. And for less than a cup of almond milk,
you could become very LA.
Yeah, a week you can donate to our podcast and keep it running.
Yeah, it helps pay for the hosting of the website. You have to put the information on a website and posting the episode. Did I say hosting the website? Hosting the episode.
Yeah, we're hoping to upgrade to SoundCloud Premium so we can start posting them on SoundCloud as well for all you people who don't use iTunes and all your friends who don't use iTunes. But that's it. We appreciate all the donations we do have. They've been great.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, and thank you for listening and sharing. Again, the podcast is growing so much. We were posted on the iTunes Facebook page. iTunes reposted our podcast on their own Facebook page. Yeah. Not like iTunes.
They shared it.
Yeah, not like the iTunes autism page. Like the iTunes Facebook page.
Yeah.
They shared it, which is crazy. They have like 31 million likes and or followers and stuff.
Crazy, crazy stuff. It's happening. It's happening for us, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, buddy.
We're almost real humans now.
We're
buying cars.
Buying clutches left and right.
Eating four-month-old candy canes. Things are really happening for us. Choking on those candy canes. There's a lot happening.
Those candy canes have been up there for a while. I'm glad you found used
Christmas.
To them. They're from Christmas.
Yeah,
for real. Candy canes normally
I didn't buy
are.
Them in April.
Should we do in the news?
Let's do the news, man.
Let's do it.
Okay, in the news. The reason that we this article jumped out of this is we had a note last week from Monica T., who, as our listeners last week might remember, she said she's so tired of the quote-unquote seriousness of it all, and that she has to deal with social workers, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, Social Security. They all tell me to join these sad support groups where no one looks like me, and then she put in parentheses that she's black and that she has a single mom working full-time for a 30-year career. And I needed something like this. My son is 19, and I'm dealing with the whole teenage thing, and I enjoy seeing a man's point of view. Keep it up. Keep going. Really sweet note from Monica. Anyway.
Yeah, two things jumped out at us. Obviously, the main one, that people don't look like her when in these support groups. Why? What is it, you know, why is that? Does that, is, that that is it genetic? What's the deal? And also that we were more support to her and she felt more comfortable listening to us than a bunch of white people. So that made us feel...
Spoiler alert, we're both pretty white.
Yeah, but that made us feel really
but
cool.
But made us feel good.
It made us feel really cool. That,
yeah,
appreciate
provided
it.
The point of connection.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, I've said this before, like the people going through comedy out here in L.A., people of color or whatnot, I have a lot more in common than I do with my own brother, who is a very successful stockbroker who has a very different experience in life than I have.
Yeah.
So yeah. So anyway.
It was a great note, and we just wanted to sort of do some more research about why she doesn't see more like familiar similar faces to hers.
Yeah, and it made us think about there's a stereotype, especially in the comedy community. I've heard this joke a few times that like things like autism are white, quote unquote, white people diseases that don't affect, the implication being that it's fake and that you're somehow you have success and then you're allotted the time to be able to fake a disease like autism. And so we looked into it. Like Graham was very, asked a very good question. Is that true? Is there anything that talks about that? So he
like
found this article.
It's not like being allergic to peanuts or, you know, or...
Well, when I was coming up, people used to think, you know, I've told you guys before, I have asthma. And there was like, when I was a kid, there was like, some people would say, tough it out. Like, you know, and people die from asthma every day. Yeah. If you can't breathe,
yeah,
you don't get your medicine.
You gotta breathe.
You die. Breathing's...
huge.
Really underrated.
I do it every day.
It's really underrated.
Yeah.
You go without a few seconds and you get frustrated.
Mm-hmm. I guess, totally frustrated.
But it's kind of like that, where you feel like, is this something that people are faking? As silly as that sounds to people that are dealing with an autistic person in their life, a person with autism in their life. So, we looked up this article. Graham K. found this article. It's in the Wall Street Journal. Headline, very clear. Autism rates higher among certain immigrants and minorities. Condition that is long believed to be prevalent among white children in the United States. Researchers have long thought that autism was more common among white children in the U.S. than other ethnic or racial groups. But a new study of the birth records in highly diverse Los Angeles County suggests that children whose mothers immigrated from certain countries may be particularly at risk. And then there's a really straightforward chart. Children of foreign-born mothers who are Black, Central and South American, Vietnamese, or Filipino are more likely to be diagnosed with autism disorders than children of white U.S. mothers born among U.S. born mothers, according to the study published online Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics. The study also found that children of Hispanic and African American mothers born in the U.S. have a higher risk of autism than white children of those mothers, than white children whose mothers were born in the U.S.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
It's not a white thing.
It's not a white thing. So that brings a new question. So if it's not more common, or if it's it for white people to have this problem, then why are support groups predominantly white? You know, and that is also a blanket statement that I'm making, a generalization
based on anecdotal evidence from one note we got.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
she might live.
She has more experience than we do.
Being a Black woman, I agree.
Yeah, but going to these groups.
Oh, that too.
So,
but I don't go for the same reasons. Sometimes they're very sad.
Yeah.
It can be really sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be kind of a competition of who's got it worse.
Right. Like. It's not support. It's just...
no.
It's for them to sort of get it out and you be the ear. You
know? Yeah, that's
they're using
exactly
you. They're not getting help. They're just getting it out. They need to talk to somebody.
But yeah, I'm already dragged down, so I don't need
exactly.
I don't need another punch in the gut.
Right. But reading along further in that article, it says that about the stress, the natal stress. It might lead to natal stress. Why don't you read a little more of the article?
All right. It says the study authors said the findings could fuel growing speculation among researchers that autism may be triggered by stress or other problems in prenatal development where brain... It also says the risks were adjusted for maternal age, which we know can be a risk factor. Education, health insurance, and other factors known to influence the diagnosis rate.
Sure.
Quote, once we adjusted for all these variations, the patterns looked completely different, says Ben, I can't say this person's name, Betty Ritz.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. Like, maybe that's why there weren't as many people of color in these groups, because of health insurance support and all that. They're just dealing with other stresses and other crap, right. You know?
Well, Monica's note made me think about that. Like, I don't know her situation. She talks about being a 30-year career woman, but if you weren't a 30-year career woman and you were, you know, disenfranchised in some way and you were struggling with a lot, I don't know if your priority would be to take the kid to, you know, IEP.
Regardless of race, if you're
exactly, that's a better point.
If you're at all disenfranchised at all, or like dealing with other crap in your life, you don't have time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't have you just don't. No, I'm saying that regardless of race or anything like that, it's about disenfranchisement. So if you have other stuff you got to take care of, say you're a single mom or I don't know what other problems you have.
Well, you might have health problems of your own, or be unemployed, or not have insurance, or yeah.
Yeah, it's just more economic.
Yeah.
Keeping people out of these programs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other...
And they adjusted it for that. They thought about that too, and they adjusted it.
Yeah, and the next part is that you commented on too off the air was, the next paragraph says, a study... authors said the findings could fuel growing speculation among some researchers that autism may be triggered by stress or other problems in prenatal development when brain connectors are first forming.
That's interesting.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
This is in the journal. We'll post this article.
Yeah.
Well.
So,
we're stumped.
Yeah. Why? Well, just you're stressed. You're stressed. This is why...
Well, they need more research into it, because it says it's fueling speculation.
It is speculation.
Speculation is speculation.
But what this article suggests is, and from what I understand from this article, is autism is not predominantly...
a white thing.
A white thing. It happens to everybody. And it happens to more stressed people. Regardless of race, it happens a lot more in people of color, because they have to go through more stresses.
Well, yeah, and I don't know what covers people of color, but like, I don't know if Vietnam is considered people of color, but it says 43 higher in children of mothers from Vietnam.
People who aren't white.
People aren't white.
That's what I should say.
Yeah.
I always feel weird when I say people of color. It's not technically racist, but
I don't think
it sounds weird.
I think you're allowed to talk about stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't know.
People that aren't pink.
Yeah. People who do well in the sun.
People with sun protection.
People whose skin is built for the outdoors.
Yeah, people who don't need chemicals to protect their skin.
Yeah.
From the sun.
The sun. Lucky people.
You know that big thing in the sky that provides vitamin D?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
That thing.
That thing can kill us.
Yeah.
You have to have these nuggets cut off our bodies, because the sun does that to us.
Yeah.
Other people don't have that problem.
Yeah. So these lucky people
are better equipped to handle weather.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And by weather, I mean just sunny skies.
For historical reasons, we are not equipped to talk about, have more financial stress and other stresses. Also because a lot of them are immigrants, and that's very stressful. And and that may be causing autism.
So weird. I'm kind of stumped.
Because they... are maybe new to the country, or for historical reasons, their specific group has less money than a white group. You see them less at support groups, or there might be a social stigma for going to a support group. I don't know.
I think also is a time issue. If you're
time issue, that's probably what we're getting
at. Yeah, if you're, you talked about earlier, not related to race, but if you are disenfranchised in any way, time is a constraint, a real constraint.
Yeah, you know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about his house before off air. We're like,
Graham was giving me
this place needs like a woman's touch. You know what I mean? I could help you, you know? And he's like, buddy, I don't know where the time, where am I going to find
what I do with my days?
And I don't know. He's like, you don't understand until you have a kid. Yeah. It is time. time. He just broke down his days. He's like, the only free time he had was to like exercise. Yeah. And he chose to exercise.
I'm always going to choose that. It makes me feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so not to throw a wrench in this, but this is a final stat I want to throw out there, which just blows my mind. Sorry, back to the article. The risk was 30% lower among children whose mothers were born in China or Japan. Children of Hispanic mothers born in Mexico had a lower risk of autism, although the risk was 13% higher among children of Hispanic origin and African-American origin born in the United States.
So maybe because they move here and there's less family and support and there's higher stress.
I don't know. It's a lot.
Even though they're poor back in Mexico, they come here and it's like you got to start over again. I'm an immigrant and it's hard for me to start over and I speak English.
Or is it something?
I'm a white guy.
Something in the environment.
I can't imagine. Oh, yeah, maybe. We don't know. We don't know. There's no way that life today is more stressful than it was in the 20s.
We could eat by a bear.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was less autism then.
Boy, you know what would be nice if we were scientists?
They don't know.
But we're not.
They don't know.
That's true, too.
They know just as much as we do. We're just talking about it, man. But anyway, thank you very much for that note. It made us think about a lot of stuff. We haven't really gotten anywhere. But... But look, what it just gets us thinking, like, why is there disproportionate amount of white people at these support groups in this person's experience, you know?
Well, and comedians basically are a mere reflection of society, and we're two comics, so we watch a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
And so when comics say, oh, it's a white thing, that's because they're reflecting what they see. They only hear and see about white autistic kids, but that's not the reality. The reality is it affects all the races. And that was our topic du jour. Today we want to talk about autism as it relates to race. If the autism is a white thing in some way, and we concluded definitely the answer is no.
Yeah. But anyway, that's our episode. I think we did a good job. We time traveled.
We
went all over
easy.
The place. We talked about race. We talked about...
Graham from the future's teeth.
Yeah, we talked about I'm doing way better in the future. We did a car perspective. We did a little bit of a car podcast.
Cartastic.
That could be like a separate podcast, just me struggling with cars.
I foresee a bunch of podcasts where you're struggling with different areas. Your brother's autism, cars, hair. I can see a whole segment dealing with Graham. I think it could be good.
Guys... We love you. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me at Graham K. Comedy. And you can find Kirk at Kirk Smith Comedy. You can go to our page, Facebook/Autastic. You can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail. Once again, donate at patreon.com/autastic. What else did I miss? Anything?
Twitter, you can tweet us.
I already did
Twitter,
that.
Instagram.
I already covered it.
You got everything, dude.
I got it all, man.
You did it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hey, also, if you want to hire Kirk to do stand-up comedy or me, but I do less autism-specific stuff. You can buy my album on iTunes.
Check out his album.
Comedy by the Graham on iTunes. And also, why don't you buy... Kirk Smith's book. It's fantastic. You can find it on Amazon.
Buy it on my website. I'd prefer if you buy it on my website.
Yeah, he gets more money.
That's exactly
more
right.
of that cheddar.
Less of it goes to Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's not doing well, so they may need your support.
They don't need your money.
Kirk Smith's got a little bit less money than Amazon, so you should probably go to him. It's a great book. It's called Rice Krispies with Ketchup. Guys, anything else to say?
Love you guys.
Thank you so much. Bye.